You know, modern families come in all sorts of variety today. We have a very diverse sense of community, of families in our community. We have people who are from nuclear family, who have a blended family, as they're often called today. We have people who are interracial, intercultural, and international, certainly. We have people who are born naturalized citizens, and then we have refugees. We have patriarch-style families. We have matriarch-style families, and we have shared power. We have straight families. We have gay families. We have divorced families, and we have single-parent families. But the one thing that's common in all of these families is the goal or the vision of love. To love and to be loved. To love as best we can and to be loved and allow ourselves to be loved, especially in the times when we don't even maybe love ourselves. So what's interesting is the reason why all these readings today were chosen is because obviously these readings speak of the family unit and they speak of how family values are of course generations, and we of course end up with the Holy Family itself. But it's important to unpack these readings just a little bit because they're hard to hear. At least, like on this first one, given the book of Sirach, just understand the context here. The context is that it's a highly monocultural, patriarchal society, hierarchical and monocultural and patriarchal. And so therefore we hear this reading, if we don't understand the context, it's very hard for us to hear. Like, so just bear in mind, this first reading says, take care of your father when he gets old. What about the mother? Whose mother's not getting taken care of at all? If your mother grows old, you don't have to take care of her? I don't know, how about you mothers? Do you agree with that? Obviously not, right? I mean, that completely is hard to hear, even for the guys. I mean, they're going, Gurna. And then if that's not hard enough, let's take the second reading. Wives, be submissive to your husbands. Okay, so that's just leave that one right there, right? Because it's so hard for us to hear because it doesn't make sense to us because we don't live in a patriarch society. We live in a society that has shared power. And so even when other ethnic groups come into this culture, they're expected to adjust their family to the culture that is dominant. Well, it doesn't always happen because they have patriarch and they have matriarch societies. And that's oftentimes how families run. So the reason why I'm bringing that up as a context is we don't want to be going back to scripture to somehow go back to a time of injustice and say, oh, that's what we want to go back to. Somehow this is in the Bible, so therefore it must be right to do. That will be misusing the Bible. It will be misusing what its intention is to be read today. The intention today is to hold up, as the first opening prayer said today, the virtues of family life and the bonds of charity. That kind of captures what we're meant to talk about today. And the virtues of family life are buried in this section before wives be submissive to your husband. And it says in this beautiful section from Paul's letter, well, written in Paul's name, to the Colossians, right? And this list of virtues is something we really need to hear over and over again. While we hear it, we struggle with internalizing it, and we certainly struggle with living it, if we're honest. But let's unpack this, because I think here lies the virtues that we're called to live. And they build on one another. It starts out with heartfelt compassion. Right? So heartfelt compassion. If we could be compassionate for all our family members, both those who are inside our nuclear family or those who are inside extended family. And then it moves to kindness. And then it moves to humility. And then it moves to gentleness. And then it moves to bearing one another's grievances or weaknesses. And then forgiving one another. And then put on the bond of love. In other words, surround this whole thing with love. And if we do that, he says, then be grateful. Because you will have a very fine example of a Christian life. Now, each of those in ourselves, if we were honest to ourselves, that if we could pull those off, each one of those, we would have very happy families. And we would be a very happy society. That if we were gentle and humble, like just take just the first few. Gentle, humble, and kind. Like if we're gentle with one another, how different would your house be? Like understanding that like the soul in front of me is in need of gentleness. The opposite of gentle is to be gruff and ruddy. It's sort of like an unpleasantness. Or if we're gentle, then humility to say, like, I've made mistakes too. So here my brother, my sibling, my sister, my spouse, my child, my parent has made a mistake. So in humility, I own my own mistakes. And then I'm gentle with my fellow family member. And then we move to patience. Wow, if we could be patient with one another and then bearing with one another's weaknesses. And then finally, at the end of that, we wrap on forgiveness and love. I think we should all sort of take that list, put it into our iPhones, and occasionally just look at it, say, how well am I doing that today? Check. Not to that. I have in my phone a list, not unlike that list, of the things I want to be this day. Be gentle, be kind, be humble. And it's helpful to pick out which ones this day you might want to be. It's not every day, you can't be everything every day, I get it, but there are some days you feel called to one thing over the other. But if we never make the effort, then our families will spin and spin down into our darkness that we hardly even recognize one another. We're biting at one another, snapping at one another, and there's no gentleness, there's no kindness, there's no forgiveness, there's no humility, and there's no love. So today, as we hold up the Holy Family as a model family for us, understanding what that meant for Joseph in today's readings, was one of sacrifice. He sacrificed his way of life. He took, first of all, he took Mary into his household when he knew that he did not make her pregnant. And he had to believe what was told to him in a dream, not just once, but three times. Once before that he was going to, this was take Mary into your household. Now you have to go to flee for Egypt, and then you have to flee out of Egypt. Three times he sacrificed his own will for the safety of his family. Giving up our own, sacrifice our own things for the good of our family. So today, maybe we could take a list. Put some of those down in your to-do list of the day. And choose to be heartfelt compassion. To be kind. To be humble. To be gentle. To be patient. To be forgiving, and above all, to be loving, and in all things, be thankful to the Lord.